The director's turn for the director's report.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. I will point you to that there is a report in your book, very short one this time, that touches on several things. Chehalis flood control structure EIS is out. Closer? Okay, sounds really loud to me. Also, the Columbia River power system EIS is out. So those are a couple issues that are identified in that short report. Also, I will highlight on a positive note, we highlight the razor clam seasons this year. I think I've reported to you previously, we had our best stock assessment in decades on those. We've got shown boosted a lot of licenses out there because we got a lot of people out there enjoying that. We had over 175,000 digger trips so far. We have a ton of tides left. I can speak with experience that the digging is fantastic this year. You got to get out there and enjoy it. As a little bit of discontent on my part that my two-year-old grandson is out there with a clam gun instead of a shovel. But other than that, I have no complaints. I'll touch on the lightning round, and I did not take a limit for him. I will say that as well. he's really not capable of digging himself. But he had a blast. The lightning round, just touch on the meetings I've been involved with since the last time we met. Give you a flavor of what's going on. Had a meeting in early February with the Squaxin tribe. This is really a follow-up to, I think I'd reported before, we are running into challenges of permitting the Pioneer Park hatchery. We had met with legislators and the tribe and the city, basically affected partners, to let them know that. And frankly, I failed to do a good job of communicating with the tribe ahead of that. And so we had a follow-up with the tribe after to make sure that we could make amends, let them know that's not typically how I would like to do business. And how do we work forward from there? And I think we're on a path. They're not particularly, they still aren't willing to abandon the Pioneer Park site, and so we'll continue to work with them. It is a potentially viable site, but we do have permitting issues with some of our sister agencies as well as our own priority habitat species guidelines. We met with, basically it was U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but I think important part was we had directors from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho Fish and Wildlife to talk about Lower Snake River Comp. And the fact that we are really, that program is a mitigation program, has never really been fully funded, has really suffered of late. What a lot of the money that gets in there ends up being swept. What we get, we end up spending on emergency type repairs, which doesn't allow us to have enough to maintain to avoid those emergency type repairs. And so the three states are trying to do a better job of being holistically together and meeting with the Forest Service, who was Fish and Wildlife Service, who was very open to that. We had one meeting with BPA where we have let them know we want the states in the room, not just U.S. Fish negotiating. That meeting, I understand, I haven't got a full report, didn't go as well as we'd hoped, but we're going to continue to charge away with BPA. We would like to be in the room even when they're setting rates, because they set rates depending on need. We want to make sure they're actually valuing the need to meet their mitigation obligations for those facilities. So it was a very good meeting, I think sent a strong message. We met with the governor's office on the Chehalis EIS. I just mentioned we're an integral part of that. We are really the resource experts supporting the Department of Ecology, who's running the SEPA project. Had a good field visit on the Lewis River Hydro Project. So this is the Merwin, Yale, and Swift reservoirs. This is trying to relicense that. We've got a dispute going on whether or not we provide fish passage or try to do habitat improvements in lieu of, so it was a great opportunity to get out there. We still aren't in agreement with the corporation, but they are running one heck of a good facility down there and are really putting a strong effort towards recovery, so it was good to get that balance. We met with Colorado State University. We had a two-day workshop in Olympia with our executive management team. This was on a follow-up from America Wildlife Values. What's that data really mean? How do we put it into action? And I understand it was a great meeting that I missed most of for other conflicts, but Mr. Pizangro has already mentioned he's one of our leads on that, and so we are looking to future planning. How do we make the use of that information to really increase our relevancy and support our three efforts as well? Met with Okanagan PUD on Enlo Dam. That's really just to make sure that we're aligned. As you know, they've decided not to go with hydro in that dam. And they're worried that we are pushing for dam removal, and we are taking a more neutral stance of if the dam's there, make sure you're taking care of things properly. If it's the time comes to remove the dam, we'll be there, but we're not pushing for any particular outcome on that. So it's a good opportunity to make those connections. Met with seafood processors, the at-sea processors. So we've been doing a lot of work in the agency to try to connect with that commercial fishing side of our audience. And this is one group that knows we're doing that and wanted to be part of it, so they came in and met with us. Big time operations that really don't typically deal with us a lot, so we're trying to change that as well. Following along that same effort, we went to, some of you I believe were there, the Coalition Coastal Fishers Seafood Day at the legislature. If you weren't, you should go next year. It's all the commercial fishers bring in their wares, and you get to sample it and leave happy. And it really does. It is interesting. You get the real side of their business side of their equation and their desire to work with the agency. Met with the co-managers on hatchery reform. Commissioner McIsaac's already covered that, I think. And we met with co-managers to start off the North of Falcon process and had our first North of Falcon kickoff and had our first PFMC, Pacific Fishery Management Council, down in Rohnert Park. I think the main news from that is we're getting rolling on North of Falcon, which will be as contentious as ever, maybe more contentious this year. Some of the takeaway, particularly PFMC forecasts, are down. Not too, you know, Chinook about the same, maybe even a little better than last year, which was a bad year. So it's an improvement, but not great. Coho and Chum are remarkably down, and very little opportunity probably coming from this year. We left the PFMC. Typically, we have three ocean options to evaluate. Tribes could not come together as a single element for their tribal proposals. So this year, we have six options to evaluate, our high, medium, and low, along with two tribal high, medium, and lows, which makes a lot of work for our modelers, and it will be a challenge to get that really communicated well with our public. But that work is going on. In fact, Ron Warren started last night with our public outreach down in Willapa on North of Falcon. Lastly, I think obviously we've done some work around coronavirus. I'm just going to skip that for right now, other than that you've seen some of the impacts of that here. And we had a meet and confer with the Mid-Hood Canal Tribe. So this is, we set Puget Sound Fisheries, an area where we don't have agreement on management objectives for Mid-Hood Canal streams on Chinook. We are at odds with tribes on how to go about that. A step in the USV Washington process is a meet and confer. We had that meeting, met with several tribal leaders before and during that meeting, and so we have a follow-up today, and so that's another opportunity for me to provide a heads up on. I will be stepping out, I think, for the first time since I've been on the job from the commission meeting, to have a government-to-government with those four tribes that are involved with that Mid-Hood Canal, so that we can come to an agreement on management objectives that then may define what goes on out in Puget Sound. Encouraging in that tribal leadership in particular, it's one of those words where you can argue for days or weeks or tenths of a fish and or the legalities of previous agreements. In reality, we want to do the same thing, so leaders are going to try to come together to date, I think, to say, hey, what the heck are the comment I got from their leader, what the hell are we doing here? Why aren't we working on the real issue? So that's where I'll be at noon, is trying to figure out how to deal with that real issue. Lastly, and certainly not least, yes, sir.
Go ahead. Commissioner Starbird had a question, I guess, when you're done.
Okay. You know, this will be, and I will try not to take too long on it, but this is the best part of the presentation, I hope. Not just because legislative session's over today, but that's part of it, but the progress we have made through that session. It was, as you know, a six-day sprint session. It definitely lived up to its name. I sent you all, there's an email forwarded on to you all that actually went out to DFW staff. Bottom line, I'm extremely pleased with the outcome of the budget. This is by far the best we've done for a long time. It's a solid budget for us. It allows us to actually meet our basic needs and start working towards those future needs. So I want to, one of the meetings I didn't cover previously was a meeting with our BPAG, Budget Policy Advisory Group. It was the first meeting on that list, but I saved it to last. We owe a tremendous thank you to that group. This is unprecedented level of support. They had their folks over there beating the doors at the legislature, folks who disagree with a lot of our policy decisions but think we need to have a strong, healthy, functional agency to meet their needs, even if we're at odds on a particular issue. They showed up. They showed up in force and really, really worked hard at the legislature. And we wouldn't be, I wouldn't be giving this report without them. Our staff did an amazing job, our leg staff and budget staff as well. That's not new. They always do. I want to emphasize they did even better than usual this year, but really want to emphasize that that broad-based support is what really carries the day for the agency, I think. So in round numbers, we got about $27 million. We have ongoing funding for the first time. That going into this session, I mentioned to you that more than the total dollars, to me, the more important issue is that ongoing piece where we could actually count on those dollars in the future and be able to manage with a lot more long-term look on it. We did pretty well in the capital budget as well. We got full funding for the Seuss Creek Hatchery, Pier 86 Terminal, Wiley Slough. We had a much longer list. We always do. These were our top priorities. It was touch and go, whether particularly like on Seuss Creek we were going to be fully funded or have to come back again in this incremental piece and never really be able to get to the end. And legislature stepped up and fully funded that project. So we're in great shape on the capital side. On the bill side, the policy side, we had our two bills. They both passed. As you know, one was the civil authority bill for our enforcement officers to be able to issue low-level infractions instead of have to go to court as a misdemeanor and compete with all the things that courts get to deal with. So that was that went through very well supported. And our other was, I call it our budget nerd bill, which was to split our wildlife account into two, so it's easy to see that just because you have money in that account, if it's restricted, you can't spend it on a lot, but that can hide the deficit on the other side. So that poises us well for going forward in the future. We do have a staff webinar on March 16th. I think you all should be able to join in that as you well, so we can answer questions to staff. I hesitate to go through it. There's such a long list. I refer you to the email, but bottom line, I wouldn't have dared hope to be this happy at the end of the session, but I am, so I'll wrap it up there.
Mr. Thorburn and Commissioner Smith.
Well, I wasn't sure you were going to get to that. I know it's a long time ago since the legislature met, but so I just want to echo my incredulous thanks. You'll recall as we talked about authorizing going forward with this budget, the trepidation we all felt about going to a supplementary session with this kind of ask. So it is just amazing. And the work of staff, yes, thanks to our stakeholders. I think we have to thank staff for the good work that they've done with BPAG and this group that they put together. It's just amazing. And I, like you, am just so pleased to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, picking up on that, I just want to echo that, speaking for all of us, I think that pass on our sincere thanks to BPAC and the LUDGE staff for their outstanding efforts this time around.
Yeah, I certainly didn't want to short our staff. They did an amazing work. It was nonstop, a pedal to the metal through our entire budget shop, our governmental interrelations group. I'll tell you what, Tom McBride is a godsend to this agency and how he manages at the legislature. Exactly the demeanor we want, straight up, honest, tell it like it is, and build that credibility. So we have been blessed with a great legislative staff for years in this agency, and that continues with Tom and so particularly, you know, Tom,
and
Nate, others.
Yeah.
Mr. McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get to my 2 points, I'll just add my sincere thanks for doing a Bob Beeman-like 1968 record long jump performance here. You're generous and appropriate to extend all the thanks to the other folks in the public, the BPAG, the staff, but you personally deserve a lot of recognition here. Someone had to orchestrate all this, and when you were first hired, there were high hopes that you'd be able to do half of this, and so bringing this whole thing to this kind of fruition, never been done before, general fund money, all the things we were hoping for, superb work, so just excellent. In your lightning round, you mentioned the flexible spill on the Columbia River, which compliments to you and the staff for doing that. That's a huge win-win where the hydroelectricity folks get something, and the salmon folks get a lot more, 25% maybe increase in the survival of fish coming down through the hydro system. That's a huge, big deal, and we're hoping for that kind of increased abundance to help out on things. You mentioned the Lewis River FERC license business, and I wondered what the timeline is on that, and you could get back to me later. That's a pretty big deal, too, and you mentioned a couple possibilities of where that FERC licensing might go for increased salmon, and there may be some others. So what's the timeline on all that?
So I do not have a specific timeline. We're in a dispute resolution process with them, so that's part of it. They propose this, the alternative, as I described, as a habitat improvement in lieu of passage at least at one of the facilities. We're working with them. I can get back to you. Casino Lee is doing a great job managing that for us. Specific timeline. I know we have meetings coming up on the dispute resolution, but I don't know the stop dead time for that process, or whether we even need to continue with it. Hopefully, we can get to a resolution earlier. So I owe you a response.
Okay, I just want to add my thanks to the budget shop and to the staff and to the BPAG, and I just want to say, Kelly, it doesn't happen very often, but somebody has to pilot the ship. You're the guy. You don't get as much credit. You do get enough of the other kind sometimes, but I think it's very appropriate to personally thank you, and the rest of the commission has pretty much done that. Good leadership on this, and it feels really good. So thank you.
Thank you. Now we have to deliver.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would give you a high five. Given the circumstances, I think we'll
high four.
Take a rain check on that.
But I think we need to recognize Commissioner Baker, her tireless efforts. Nobody's mentioned her and her work in the legislature on this. I know with your passion, not only passion, but skill and experience, you helped out a lot, too. And I think we need to recognize
well-deserved.
The Vice Chair, Commissioner Baker. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Director, for a very nice report. Commissioner Linville, pardon me.
Well, so I'm now wondering if this success has anything to do with the photo I was sent of you apparently choking out Representative Kretz. Did that help with the budget at all? I bet it did.
Well, having heard that, I guess we'll go to a break.
It was a happy photo. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. There was, I don't actually think contact made, so I just...
We are about 15 minutes ahead. We could either go to one other agenda item or take a break. What's your pleasure? Okay, we'll do one more if that's no objection.
I'm taking a little tiny break.
Barbara's going to take a break. We'll go to